The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, Carolina Fresh Farms, Domer Dreamscapes, Wild Birds Unlimited, Southern Salad and Sandwich Company, Imperial Pool and Spas, AirTech Heating and Air, Carolina Power Washing, and by Qual First Mortgage. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
And good morning and welcome to the Gardener's Bench. It's another lovely Saturday morning, not too hot, not too cool, but this afternoon they're saying in the 90s, so it won't last for long. But good morning, Mr. Rector.
Good morning. How are we doing today?
We're doing better. Tired, but better.
Yeah. Made it a whole week without the hospital.
Yeah, and didn't get to the hospital at all this week. Probably should have a day or two, but I didn't.
Go to the hospital, get some rest.
I'm telling you.
Don't work out. They wake you up too many
times. That's the wrong place to go for rest, yep. I'm telling you. So how's everything in the Carolina Fresh world?
Good,
this
man.
Week?
We were... I was kind of glad it didn't pour last night because I got a little landscape project going on, but I cannot believe all that thunder and lightning and just mist and rain. And from my house, looking back toward your place, it looked like it was raising Cain over there, but evidently it was York.
We got enough to wet the deck.
Yeah.
They didn't wet the ground, but
that's all
the
we
deck.
Had, really.
I mean,
so.
It was flashing and carrying on, and I just knew it was going to crash, and never did. Just
I cut on the Panther game to watch it, and they were delayed because they had a big
storm
come through there.
Thunder delay. And,
but that's what we talk about every week.
I hope old Darnold didn't get hurt too bad, but anyway.
Yeah.
He got his landed on his ankle or something, but
yeah,
anyway.
That's what they said.
And the Braves won big last night against the Cardinals.
Did the Mets win?
Yeah.
Oh, so it's still two games behind.
Two games out. They've won 6-5, something like one run. But Braves won 11-4 against St. Louis, who are supposed to be all world. But I couldn't tell it last night. But anyway.
I didn't watch any baseball. I don't watch baseball a lot. I'm getting into football now, I guess.
Oh, my honey is hooked on it.
Northwestern won last night. It's good. And if you want to watch something funny today, go out to District 3 Stadium and watch some high school kids play at 10 a.m. this morning. Rock Hill South Point is going to be playing over here. So
the Lightning.
That should be fun. They got to bed on time last night.
Yeah, Lightning met.
And old Matt was over in York. He said they did the coin toss, and boom, that was it.
That's right. awarded the ball to York, and lightning flashed across the sky, and the bottom fell out right then. So we're going to finish up York and Nation Ford tonight. 7 o'clock.
Yeah, that's a 7 o'clock game. So Rock Hill South Point is 10 a.m.
Get some Saturday football.
Sounds like we're going to get a day of Saturday.
Kind of end of Summerfest. That'd be kind of nice. Summerfest is going on over there this weekend.
That's right. And WREHI's got a team over there.
Yep.
Who's over there with Catherine?
Tyler Cup.
Tyler did. Okay.
Yeah. Tyler Cup.
Catherine Madden.
Yeah. I don't know what they're doing over there, but they're over there.
It'll be fun. It's traditionally super hot over there, but today is going to be hot. It's not going to be unbearable, but the Summerfest is known for being hot. So
they said this morning, I don't even know what channel Rhonda had it on, but 91 degrees yesterday was the first 90-degree day in 2.5 weeks.
Huh.
It's hard to believe that.
89, 88 is...
So
like
they've been
said,
in the 80s
like,
every day until yesterday.
Yeah, we've had a lot of overcast stuff, but
it's supposed to be around 90 today and tomorrow, and chance of showers today and tomorrow, and I don't know that I buy that. We just don't seem to be getting any rain.
I know. I better say this before I forget, but a farmer's market is traditionally in Rock Hill at Legal Remedy is not going to be there today because they're all over at Summerfest. So they're going to have a big farmer's market over there, so.
Oh, really?
You have to skip a week over here at Legal Remedy.
Okay.
Yep.
But back
to this weather, we had a ton of rain at our farm Wednesday night, Thursday, which messed all my sod up. And I'm sitting up here trying to tell people it rained and I can't get sod. And they're looking at me like I'm crazy because we just ain't getting it.
It didn't rain either.
And I'll tell you, it's that little trough if you watch on the weather coming across from Atlanta to between Columbia and Aiken toward Charleston, they got a ton of rain. Well, Thursday morning I went to work and pulled up my radar, and the whole state of South Carolina was covered except for us, and it was moving this way, and we didn't get any. It just evaporated on the way up here. Did you watch it that morning?
Mm-hmm. It's been doing that for a while.
Yeah. Right?
And they were saying last night that there's a couple of tropical depressions down that we ain't even had a hurricane.
I wanted to bring that up, too. This is the first August that there hadn't been a named storm since 97.
It's been a while.
Like the second time in 40 years there hadn't been. And they called for a good 20 named storms this year. And
careful now. August ain't over yet.
Yeah.
And we're not out of the woods yet.
It had to get going. It takes it a while to get going.
Oh, those
hurricanes,
man. I've seen them pop
week or more to get going over there.
Time.
Yeah.
I've seen a bunch of them fly.
Maybe we'll see some in September.
Mm-hmm. Well, since you mentioned end of August, September 1st, Rolling Hills will be 43 years old.
Really?
43 years.
Yep. I thought July 1st was yours.
No, that's my birthday. July 1st. September 1st.
Beginning of your financial year. But I thought that
physical
for
year.
For some reason, I thought that was the same thing.
Nope. September.
40 years.
Tommy put the first plants in the ground out on Museum Road on
That's
September
Thursday.
1st.
Thursday, September 1st.
1979.
Wow.
Long time. Long time to be doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
We got some pretty plants out there right now, though. Even though we hadn't had much rain lately, we had it early, and that's when it mattered. So.
How many years will it be?
43,
okay. I thought you said 40, and I was trying to add 79 to 40 to get to 22. I said, that's not working.
43.
How about that?
And what were you drinking when you were listening to ball games last night?
Golden Boy.
Thunder Road. Okay.
Rolling Hills almost as old as me.
Yeah, getting there. Okay, there's Matthew, and we'll be right back to the Gardener's Bench.
Out of control, deep in her heart, the thunder rolls.
This is Debbie from Southern Salads. You know our salads, now try our burgers. They're a half pound and hand patted. For a twist, try our cheesy burger with spicy pimento cheese or our southern burger with slaw and chili. Southern Salads, your favorite place to meet and eat.
This is Steve Crump of Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping. For over 40 years, we've been growing quality landscape plants climatized for the York County area. From perennials and ground covers to trees and shrubs, we grow the finest quality available.
Museum Road, Rock Hill.
See Imperial Pool and Patio for a full line of BioGuard pool accessories. This is Kevin Ice. See us about our easy three-step sanitizing program and start enjoying a pool full of sparkling blue water all the time.
Imperial Pool and Spas in Rock Hill and Lake Wylie.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road, or CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
This is Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
If your heating and air conditioning system is over 10 years old, why not invest in a new modern unit and immediately save up to 40% on your energy costs?
Call AirTech Heating and Air.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Did you know that in hot and humid summer months, you should fill your bird feeder only halfway? Humidity can often cause mold, and we don't want that in our outdoor friends' food. Stop by Wild Birds Unlimited today in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
Showers wash all my cares away. I wake up to a sunny day, 'cause I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night.
Matthew, and we love that rainy night. Mm-hmm. We just need to get one.
Eddie Rabbit. Yeah, it'd be nice to have one, Eddie.
I don't know. Maybe we need to do
when they call him for one.
They're talking scattered showers today and tomorrow.
But Brenda tried to get me and Tony to go outside and do a rain dance.
I might back Brenda on that.
He's got some Indian. Him and my wife got a little Indian, so. We'll try it.
Whatever works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It seemed like we had so much rain there for a while, and it's just a sneaky, it got sneaky dry over the last month. Does that make sense?
That makes sense perfectly. What it seems to be doing, and this has happened before over the years, it comes up the 85 corridor from Atlanta, and I call it thermal pollution, where the nuclear station puts off all that heat.
I throw off on that, too.
It gets there, and it kind of divides. Half of it goes south, half of it goes north. And if you watch the news on Charlotte TV, all they talk about is the mountains, and it's not going to come from the mountains down here. It's not going to do it.
We don't get anything there.
That ain't going to happen. It hits the I-40 corridor and heads to Raleigh. So
we need more from the Gulf.
We really need a good – we don't need floods like they're having out in Texas or someplace, but we need a nice, good, steady rain. But anyway, on some Bermuda side, I was talking to you before we came in here to get on the air. A gentleman works with Rhonda at 3D was saying that he had fescue and his neighbors had Bermuda, and their Bermuda was infringing on his fescue. Well,
people either love Bermuda or hate it. So be honest with you, most fescue lawns, if you look at them, you'll see some Bermuda in there every now and then and have to spray it out. But if your neighbor has Bermuda and it's infringing on your fescue, there's not a lot you can do about it. There are some chemicals you can spray. I've actually seen people trench a ditch and pour concrete in there and try to stop it, but it'll go under it and through it and over top of it. And
I've seen Bermuda grow up in asphalt.
Yeah, it will. So the roots are so deep for Bermuda, but I mean, basically, you could just go out there every August, spray it with Roundup, and kill that section, and then overseed it with the fescue. It'll look good for a couple of years, and it'll be coming right back at you.
I don't know about that. The odds are you might have to do a little bit of it the next year.
Yeah.
You're just not going to get rid of Bermuda totally. Yeah. And if they're cutting the grass and throwing the seeds on you, you got a bigger problem.
That could be a problem too. Yep.
So
try not to hate your neighbor for that.
I probably shouldn't say this on the air now. People get mad at me, but I'm not sure fescue's going to be around many more years. It's so expensive, and when the grass seed tripled like it did last year.
It went up and it stayed the same this year, basically. So that was a good thing. But we've had spikes in fescue seed over the years, and it all has to do with supply and demand
Usually it's crop failures.
The farmers are getting so much for corn, they said, well, shoot, I'm not planting this seed if I can have some corn and sell that and make more. So the market goes up and down. You know, next year there'll be probably more fescue, and the price probably come back down a little bit. So it's,
I was listening to, I don't even know what I was listening to, some thing online, and they're saying they've come up with a bluegrass now that'll take the heat.
Yeah, we sell, it's called Carolina Blue.
Carolina Blue.
And it's a heat-tolerant bluegrass, because what you're thinking of bluegrass was really a cool-season grass that grew up under trees.
Right.
And it actually grows like that. It kind of grows almost like Bermuda on rhizomes and just spreads out. Makes a mat kind of. Doesn't make a mat like the old bluegrass, but it will spread, which is a good thing. And it will survive. I mean, sometimes in the summer, if it gets hot, hot like you said, it'll go dormant.
Back in the old days, we sold some stuff called Plush Tex. It was a blend I guess I better get a little background on it. Back in those days, the primary fescue people planted was Kentucky 31.
That's all there was.
Kentucky 31 was actually developed to be a pasture grass. Yep. And for
if
hay.
You look at it, it's a big wide blade. It's good for animals to eat.
Yeah, like that's what it was. And the home building industry kind of converted it over to lawns. And by the mid to late 80s, they were coming out with all kinds of tall turf-type fescues and then Jaguar and all them. There were a bunch of them.
Titan, Jaguar.
Yeah, and they used to – the Plush Tex, they mixed conventional bluegrass in with the fescue, and it would – they did
it was
well.
A good grass, really.
But it got kind of hot in the early 90s through the mid-90s, and that kind of took the bluegrass out, so – so this stuff they got now isn't what you call the conventional bluegrass. It's a different type of bluegrass. Mm-hmm. Okay. Does it grow in shade?
Yeah, it will. You know, all grass needs about 4 hours of sun. So we'll have a shady grass seed mix that we sell, but be honest with you, up under a canopy of a tree and all, it's not going to live year-round. It's going to die out mid to late June and seed it again and start over. But,
we seem to have that problem with people right now. They got a shaded backyard and they want green grass in it, and it's kind of a hard combination to come
up with.
What
you don't realize over the years, I know I've noticed that my parents' house, they used to have a big garden in the back there. But it's all shade now because the trees over the years
have gotten bigger.
Just gotten bigger and bigger and bigger. You don't, all of a sudden, your environment's changed and you don't get sun where you used to get it.
And the worst thing we've run into in the last 20 years, if the trees get bigger, the leaves fall and people don't get the leaves up and then wonder why the grass is dead.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You got to get those leaves up. I mean,
yep. And if you have a super shady yard, you need to get on aerating and seeding quickly, like right after Labor Day. It might be a little hot, but it'd be better to go ahead and get it down, because if you don't get that stuff up before leaves start falling, it's going to take it longer to germinate because you're not getting as much sun there too. So,
and back in the old days, we'd do the overseeding and all that usually in mid-August.
Yeah.
And then, like I say, by the 90s, it got so blame hot.
Yeah.
It was later and later, and then finally got to where it was about October before we could do it because the ground was so hard.
Well, what did people used to see? Just K-31? Mm-hmm. Has that been around forever?
Oh, yeah. Kentucky 31 came out in the 60s. And like I say, it was a pasture grass for hay for cattle.
Yeah.
That's what it was. We picked Kentucky 31 out up in the mountains when I was a kid. You know.
We used to have a good yard when I grew up here in Rock Hill, but I don't remember aerating and seeding, and I don't know if it was a big thing then. Maybe you just fertilized, and I don't know. Good question. I had to talk to my parents about
it. The overseeding you did, but the aerating wasn't as big a deal back then. But anyway, Matthew sent us the music, so we're going to take another quick break, and we might even talk about some more grass when we get back to the Gardener's Bench.
This is Steve Crump of Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping. Unsure what needs to be done in your yard? Looks like more work than you want to tackle? Give us a call at 329-1080. Rolling Hills, serving the York County area for over 40 years.
Museum Road, Rock Hill.
Do you have an above-ground pool? They sure have become popular. There's no better way for your family to enjoy cool fun in the summer heat. Imperial Pool and Patio will give you good advice on a customized pool care program to fit your pool and preferences. Chlorine or non-chlorine, once-a-week maintenance, more attention to algae, staining, or pool surfaces. Whatever your situation, expect great results with BioGuard products, because that's what your family expects of you.
See us in Rock Hill and Lake Wylie.
This is Benny Etter of AirTech. Replace your old worn-out heating and air system and save money immediately. Plus, your new unit will help clear your home of mildew, pollen, and dust.
No matter what the weather calls, AirTech Heating and Air.
327-7100.
Carolina Power Washing is the highest-rated exterior cleaning company in York County. Carolina Power Washing services residential and commercial with free on-site consultations. If it's outside, we can clean it. Bring curb appeal back to your property with Carolina Power Washing. 230-3662.
At QualFirst Mortgage, we are here to help you with the home of your dreams. Call today at 803-366-1166. First-time home buyer, credit not where you want? Call us today at 803-366-1166. That's QualFirst Mortgage of Rock Hill.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Did you know that in hot and humid summer months, you should fill your bird feeder only halfway? Humidity can often cause mold, and we don't want that in our outdoor friends' food. Stop by Wild Birds Unlimited today in Rock Hill and Indianland.
I went to a garden party to reminisce with my old friends. A chance to share old memories, play our songs again. When I got to the garden party, they all knew my name.
Okay, Matthew just gave us the word. And now, with all these football games, when are we having the garden party?
I don't know, man.
He just played the music, so that means that I'll be happy.
But that Matt did remind us we need to get our football guides before we leave here. But
listener guides.
Yeah. Listener guides.
I forgot them 2 weeks in a row. It's not Matthew's fault. It's my fault.
A lot of businesses in Rock Hill have them. You can come by Rolling Hills or Carolina Fresh and get some, but it tells you
football
high school,
schedules,
college, pro football, everything going on with football for the next 3 months, and times to listen and all that good stuff. So.
And don't forget that the RHI's got a team over at Summerfest, the beautiful
That's
Catherine.
Right. Head over to York.
I don't know how Tyler looked out going with
Who
her.
Who is Catherine?
That's Alan Miller's middle child.
I was waiting on it.
I keep kidding her, telling her she's the oldest child, but she's really the middle child. Chris is the
oldest.
She's
the oldest daughter? No.
She's the only daughter.
She's the
only
daughter. Well, she's the oldest daughter.
She's the only daughter. Yep.
So Chris and then her.
Her.
And Michael.
And then Michael's the youngest. I guess Michael still lives in Charlotte. I don't know where he lives. He bounces around.
I think he does. Yeah.
He's just
good,
not
good
here.
Good dude.
He was a bartender, and then he was over in Italy.
That's right. I remember him talking about that.
He was over in Italy as a chef one time.
Wow.
I don't know if he's still doing that or not, but anyway.
Well, say congrats to Chris Miller. He won another Sportscaster of the Year award for WRHI.
Yeah,
it was his 12th. Yeah, WRHI won Station of the Year, didn't he?
Yes, sir.
Again. Yep.
We're going to get that banner. That banner's got to be redone behind you over there.
I can't see it behind you.
Got to add some years on there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we're missing a couple.
Yep. Okay, anyway, we've talked about the radio station and Chris and Catherine. Sod, what am I supposed to be getting ready to do now besides on fescue, getting ready to overseed and
fescue, please go out and spray your weeds out. Don't be scared to spray Roundup or whatever on them to get rid of the disgusting weeds. I've seen enough Virginia buttonweed around this year, and I've seen it in some places where it's not wet, which is really weird.
That's kind of strange,
like a catch basin or a wet, damp area of a yard, but go ahead and spray all that out, and it might be unsightly for a couple weeks, but you can aerate right over it and seed it. It'll come up.
I have, on my zoysia, I have the least amount of weeds I can remember in many years. But it's kind of an off color. And I know it's called the lack of rainfall.
Lack of rain. And actually, last week the humidity was low. It kind of just sucked the water out of you. You can see it in probably your plants and the grass too. But it just sucks the color right out of it. Almost in the wintertime, fescue looks really good, and we get really cold and dry. The color, and everybody comes in wanting to know what can I put on there. I'm like, well, you don't need to do anything. Just wait and let it warm up.
The thing with plants is, we water them every day,
mm-hmm.
7 days a week. It's all set up on an automatic system, and you can water the hound out of them. But one rainfall will green them up so much prettier than all the water you put on in the world.
All the nutrients,
and I have people that can't understand that, but there's nothing like natural rainfall.
Yeah.
And don't ask me what the chemical makeup and all that mess is, because I used to know, but I done forgot all that.
That's
a long
whatever's
time
in
ago.
The air. I'm sure it changes from month to month.
I had a gentleman come in last Saturday, said his Japanese maple was dead. Well, he showed us a picture, and it's just what they look like in August. I mean,
They got red leaves,
but they started getting a little curling on them, a little brown on them, and it's what we call leaf tatter.
Yeah.
And they'll look gorgeous from March or April whenever they come out, all the way up to usually about August, mid-August. And this year's kind of funky because we've talked about it before, but June was extremely hot this year, and usually it's August, and August hadn't been that hot.
Yeah, so really.
We kind of reversed. In another month, 6 weeks, leaves are going to be gone off Japanese maple anyway.
So don't go out there and water it.
Well, you need to water, but don't drown it.
Yeah.
Don't drown it.
Same thing with your grass. Walk in and watch a football game.
Yeah, same thing with your grass. We got a guy that He was watering it three times a day for 30 minutes a day. He then couldn't understand why he couldn't walk across it.
I watered mine about three times this week, which is, for me, that's a lot because I try not to water a lot. Now, my house faces morning sun, and it doesn't have a area where it bakes, you know, so I can conserve some water. But I did water it a couple of times, and it was aggravated. I said, if I cut this water on, maybe it'll rain.
The reason mine's yellow might be that I haven't watered it since 2002.
Yeah, y'all cut it on. Well, see if that sprinkler could push its way up through the grass.
It can, because we've got out there and cut them out.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
You ought to go out there and have you a little drink, sit on the front porch and watch it run tonight. Nah.
Well, what I found when 2002 hit, you know I quit drinking.
That's what country people do for
you
fun.
You know I quit drinking in 2008.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Now, well, Rhonda can have one.
Yeah. Matt knew me when I did drink.
Yeah. He's probably glad you quit.
Oh, my favorite one was the next one. But
we retired.
We did.
We got full.
We had to retire.
Yeah, that's right.
It's called tapped out.
Yeah, pretty much. Anyway, when the water restrictions came in that year, I'd already started watering it. And by midsummer, I got scared that we were run out of water supply, so I quit. And it struggled.
Now yours runs off that lake or the well?
No, it runs off a well at the house.
Oh,
the house,
okay. Yeah, the nursery. You have a well for your drinking water and your sprinkler? That's what you got to be careful for.
Yep. Yeah, but that well is.
Yeah, it's deep.
It pumps 100 gallons a minute, yeah. So we don't have to worry too much.
That's just
you
and
Ron.
It's not like you got.
We have a mobile home that we rent on it too.
Yeah. So.
But you better be quiet. That's not legal anymore, I don't think.
Uh-uh.
But that was done 40 years ago. So. Now the nursery. Part of it's on the pond and part of it's on the sprinklers. Mm-hmm. Usually the perennials and things like that, we've got them on the well.
You got a well pumping into the lake, too?
No.
No.
It all runs into the lake.
Okay.
That's funny. When Jimmy Matthews put the pond in for us back in the mid-90s, the DHEC wanted to get involved. Well, U.S. Soil and Water people designed the pond for us. And it took them 4 years to go back to the original design they had. So we started putting it in. So the girl called me and said, well, here, I'm sending you some forms you got to fill out, blah, blah, register it and all that. I said, fine. Well, the way we had it set up, we called 100% of the runoff of the irrigation back to the pond. Well, they sent me a letter saying I only caught 96.8% because part of it went to evaporation.
Oh, good.
Well, that didn't, none of it ran down the creek.
How are you supposed to catch that?
I don't know. I just gave up then. I said, no.
Sound like they had too much time on their hands.
They did. Way too much time on their hands.
4 years to get a lake, that's not a good timetable.
Well, it took me that long to get the money to pay for it.
Yeah.
So used to, they do it for you, then they would do it, you had to pay for it. Okay, Matthew. A
little guitar.
Okay, I hear the music.
It's there.
Trying to figure out what it was. Okay. Anyway, we'll be right back to the Gardener's Bitch.
This is Debbie from Southern Salads. You know our salads, now try our burgers. They're half pound and hand patted. For a twist, try our cheesy burger with spicy pimento cheese or our southern burger with slaw and chili. Southern Salads, your favorite place to meet and eat.
This is Steve Crump at Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping. Looking for that special plant for your fall landscaping? Come by and see some of our new plant varieties as well as the old reliables. Give us a call today at 329-1080. Now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
We now have them. Imperial Pools introduces Louisiana Grills. This is Mike Elder. They're as good or better than other wood pellet grills, but at half the price. Save now with cover, side shelf, and starter bag of pellets, all for only $7.99. Imperial Pools, Rock Hill and Lake Wylie.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road or carolinafreshfarms.com.
This is Benny Etter. If your air conditioning unit is straining under the summer heat, there's no reason to wait until it breaks down completely.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call 327-7100.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
At QualFirst Mortgage, we are here to help you with the home of your dreams. Call today at 803-366-1166. First-time home buyer, credit not where you want. Call us today at 803-366-1166. That's QualFirst Mortgage of Rock Hill.
Okay, and we're back to the Gardener's Bench, and I think I left this part out, but we're here every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on WRHI AM 1340, FM 100.1, and worldwide on WRHI.com.
That's it.
I got to let you do that.
I need to do it every now and then.
Yeah, I don't let you talk enough, I remember.
Somebody said something about that.
I don't remember who that was now.
Anyway. Wise man.
Who was that?
Might have been your wife.
Nah, it wasn't my wife.
She likes to talk.
My father.
Your father. I know who said it. Because your mother told him to be quiet.
Yeah. She does that a lot.
Mine used to, too. But
yeah.
Enjoy them while you can.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So we're talking about grass and stuff, but I want to hit on warm season grasses now. There are things to do to warm season grass right now, and most of our programs, especially for Zoysia, call for putting an iron treatment on there, which kind of just helps it green up a little bit, which yours may need that, you know, going into fall. You don't want it really growing rapidly going into fall. We've introduced another product for Bermuda. If you have any trouble with Poana, or even for Zoysia, if you have any trouble with Poana, we're putting out a 1608 with Barricade right now, which is fertilizer, help it green, and then weed prevention, because Poana is kind of germinating right now.
It's the weed and feed thing.
Yeah. If you don't think about Poana right now, everybody thinks about January, February, but
you got to
get in front of it, and that'll be good.
Now, one thing we noticed this past year, we didn't have much Poana this winter, Tommy and I were talking about it, and we finally came to the conclusion that it was so dry in November December that we don't think the seed germinated.
Yeah.
And by the time it got wet enough to do it, it was too late. Yeah. But you can't count on that every year.
Yeah.
But anyway. But plants the same way. If you need a little color, now's the time to fertilize them. And our recommendation is get it done before September 15th. Mm-hmm. You don't want to do it on into October and force out new growth. And we always get a little cold snap right before Easter.
We don't know what the weather's going to be. But it's been kind of weird this year.
This year's been off the charts.
We could have some cold weather in October. You never know. So,
but if you hadn't, and it'd be a good idea to mulch them. And you sell the mulch. We sell bags, but you got all kinds of bulks. And you can tell them what kind of bulks you got, since I can't remember.
We have cedar, which is a good one, and we sell it for the same price. You know, you talked about how expensive it was. It was a little more, but we decided to introduce it and sell it for the same price. Our mulches are all $42 a yard, so we have cedar, mini nuggets. We have two types of brown hardwood. One is more of a brown, kind of reddish tint to it, and then one is a chocolate, and then we have a black mulch hardwood. And then we also have the cheaper double ground hardwood. If you have a big area you want to cover up, it doesn't cost a lot of money. We do that for $27 a yard.
You don't do the red and the yellow?
We don't do red. No, I've never seen yellow. You talked about that.
Oh, that's
amazing. I'm not going to use one of my bins for yellow mulch.
Yellow is one ugly color.
I could get some purple and yellow, and then we'd have a Trojan.
It's psychedelic, you know, yeah.
I don't know what that even look like.
One thing your mulch does, and we both sell pine needles and all that, but it helps keep moisture to the roots and keeps the weeds down a certain degree. So, going into the winter, if you haven't, it's a good idea to go ahead and mulch everything good.
Yeah.
And fertilize it. And fertilizer you just put on top of the ground. You don't have to rake the bolts back and yeah, that mess.
It'll get down in there.
If it ever rains, it'll wash it down in there. Everything keeps coming back to rain.
Yeah.
Pruning, if you need to do some light pruning or shaping, now's the perfect time. Mm-hmm. If you're going to do any real severe pruning, I would wait till probably February, 1st of March. You don't want them going through the wintertime with no leaves on it, just like you don't want to cut your grass down where it has no leaves at all on it. So
I've noticed the last month my shrubs at home have really flushed out. Is that the last one maybe before the end of the year? Could get a little more depending on the type of shrub, I guess.
Yeah.
I got a big old holly on the side of my house. That thing just, you could cut it 10 times a year. Bro.
I saw it. It's jumped.
Yeah.
But it's, most of your stuff isn't too bad.
I don't have a lot of bushes on mine. So mine are all vegetables, and yeah. I got all my winter vegetables already in the ground. They're growing like crazy. Collards, Brussels sprouts, cabbage.
You can have the Brussels sprouts, but I'll take all the collards.
Like Brussels sprouts, pretty good.
I'll take all the collards.
I'll give you some.
Ain't nothing like collards.
Mm-hmm.
Years ago, my mom was in assisted living. My dad had planted a whole bunch of collards.
Mm-hmm.
Got out there going to pick them, and there must have been 100 collard plants. I mean, they were all poofy.
Yeah, that thing's growing pretty quick.
I bagged the pickup down there and just filled the whole back of it full of, pull them out of the ground. Took them up to the assisted living and in the nursing home down the road and said, have you have to them. It, ladies. Take all you want.
That's cool.
I thought they were going to fight over them.
Yeah.
But that's a southern dish.
I'm not a big fan of those. I mean, I'll eat some.
Oh, I love some collards now. Mustard, not so much. Better mustard. Spinach is awful stringy to me.
Yeah.
Turnips.
I do got some spinach. Yeah.
Turnips broccoli. Have a little bitter taste to them. But I love me some collards now. But you can thank General Sherman for all that.
General Sherman.
Yep. The March to the Sea.
Is that music?
That's music, but I can't tell what it is.
Can't believe it was that quick. Dell went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul. Get some collards. Gonna fill his pickup truck up. Come on back.
We'll be right back to the Gardener's Bench.
Boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy.
This is Steve Crump. For all your plant needs, come by Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping and see our large selection of plants to beautify your landscape and home. For over 40 years, our plants have been in constant production, supplying York County with landscape quality plants, vigorous trees, climatized for our area. Our hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 5:30, and Saturdays from 9 to 3 p.m. Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, Museum Road, Rock Hill. Now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
We now have them. Imperial Pools introduces Brio Fire Pits. This is Mike Elder. Turn your smoky fire pit into an efficient burning centerpiece and add options to turn your fire pit into a wood-fired kitchen. They're all available now at Imperial Pools in Rock Hill and Lake Wylie.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road or carolinafreshfarms.com.
This is Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
If your heating and air conditioning system is over 10 years old, why not invest in a new modern unit and immediately save up to 40% on your energy costs?
Call AirTech Heating and Air.
Carolina Power Washing is the highest rated exterior cleaning company in York County. Carolina Power Washing services residential and commercial with free on-site consultations. If it's outside, we can clean it. Bring curb appeal back to your property with Carolina Power Washing. 230-3662.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Did you know that in hot and humid summer months, you should fill your bird feeder only halfway? Humidity can often cause mold, and we don't want that in our outdoor friends' food. Stop by Wild Birds Unlimited today in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Doobie Brothers.
That's right. Good one.
Uh-huh.
Check.
I remember being in college listening to that. think I actually went to see the Doobie Brothers one time. But anyway.
Yeah, they're nice.
Anyway, summertime, I guess fall's not too far away.
Summerfest is in York, like we said earlier on the program. If you missed it, go out there today. They have a lot of events going on. WRHI is down there.
Mr. Tyler and Miss Catherine or whatever they're doing well.
Maybe they're giving away something. You never know.
I have no idea.
They'll let you talk on the radio.
She didn't tell us that part. She just said they were going to tour Summerfest.
Yeah. Well, Summerfest is traditionally the end of the summer.
I don't know about that, but anyway.
It happens at the end of the summer, anyway. Yeah.
Theoretically.
It's hot.
Anyway.
Go down there. You got a lot going on.
Yeah, one thing we get a lot is it's too hot to plant plants or too hot to plant grass, and generally no, but it's the heat doesn't bother the plants. Plants are sitting on top of the ground in black pots on top of gravel. It doesn't bother them. It's the person doing the planting that
suffers. They'd be happy to get in the ground.
Yeah, right? It wouldn't bother them
at all.
Imagine
how cool that would be if you sat out in the sun on rocks and then somebody put you down in the ground a little bit. Wouldn't that feel good?
I would think. I would think.
I remember at the beach when we used to dig holes and put your legs down in there, and it was cooler down in there. So,
where was it? What beach? Somebody got killed digging a hole and burying a guy in it.
Did
or something. I don't remember where it was this summer, but I don't remember where it was.
What's up with the sharks? Have you seen all that stuff about the sharks?
I've seen the pictures.
Down the coast, like,
I don't know.
Nobody's they track a lot. I didn't know they tracked a lot of those big ones. They have monitors on them.
Oh, yeah.
They track his progress and all that. So.
They got tracking devices on them so they could see where they're migrating to and all that.
Yeah, there's a website. It's OSearch is what it's called.
You can watch where they are?
You can track these great white sharks and see their migration patterns and how close they get to the shore. I think it happened down in Beaufort one time a couple years ago. One got way too close to the shore, and they evacuated one of the beaches.
Yeah, I remember that.
They big one's been near Myrtle Beach, and he came up from Florida, but traditionally he's already up there off the coast of New England this time of year, but for some reason he's hanging
around. He's taking his jolly good time. He's
playing putt-putt and getting some airbrushed T-shirts.
Yeah,
and
that's right.
Stopping at Wings.
That's right, Wings and Eagles.
We need to may have to make another Jaws movie to wake these people up, man. I remember when I grew up, we were scared to death of that, man. People don't even care about it anymore. Oh, a shark bit me, man. You wouldn't get in the water if somebody saw a little fin. That thing would have been cleaned out.
Oh, we grew up close to Wrightsville Beach outside of Wilmington, and somebody catches a shark off the pier, and nobody go in the water for 3 days.
Yeah. Maybe we grew up scared,
I guess. Some of us didn't go in the water for a week, but some people wouldn't go for 2 or 3 days. It'd just be empty.
Yeah.
And little old tiny things.
No, they still hurt. They got rows of teeth. I remember we used to pick up shark teeth down there at the beach.
We did, too.
You can't find any anymore, really, but we had Pringle cans full of them things.
Now, Tommy and them went to Hilton Head, and he says the sharks aren't the problem. It's the jellyfish and the stingrays are the problems now. We went years ago, and Labor Day weekend, you couldn't stick your foot in the water for all the jellyfish.
Yeah.
And they're stinging.
I've seen people get stung by them.
And they hurt. Before.
They're up there dancing when they get out of water.
And stingrays are even worse. So
yeah, back in June, I got hit by one, and my hand, you could still see it on there.
That's right, Matt.
The two marks. It's still a little tender.
Yep.
Are you trying to get the hook out of it or something?
Yes, and I was cutting the line, and it flipped back on me. We were throwing it off the dock, and it just did kind of a backflip and just swiped me twice through a glove. So I had a glove on.
That big tail.
Yeah, it was wild. Hurt.
I think Tommy's son-in-law got hit last year. Pretty sure it was stingray. His swelled up something terrible. But anyway, I don't care much.
Shark week on Gardner's Beach.
Yeah, I don't care much about the sharks or the beach.
I don't care
anymore.
About getting in that ocean. I'll go out there a little bit, but I ain't getting.
That's what swimming pools
are. Over my knees.
Mm.
That's the problem with people down there. They think it's a big swimming pool, and it ain't. It can be a dangerous ocean, so be careful down there.
They've had some people get caught in riptides and all that this summer, the way they talk. Yeah. But, yeah.
When's the last time you've been to the beach? When they had that landscape show?
2012.
Yeah. February, though.
Yeah. For the landscape show, yeah.
That's when Steve liked to go to the beach in February.
I used to go in October and play golf down at Surfside. And,
it's a good time to go, man.
I met a guy from Delaware, believe it or not, Britt, and playing golf, and then we got together for 20 years every October and went down there, and he started going to the nursery show in February and playing golf with the tournament we had.
I think I remember that.
And but they changed the dates of the show from originally in Columbia, it was a Saturday-Sunday show, and then they changed it. I helped change it when we went to the beach, moved it to the beach to a Friday-Saturday show so people could travel back home on Sunday. And some of them had a long ways to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Greenville to Myrtle Beach is a long trip.
Well, some of them came from Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, you name it. That gave them an extra day of travel time. So when they moved it from Myrtle Beach back to Columbia a few years ago, they changed it to a Thursday-Friday show. We'd have to go on Tuesday, and we can't be gone all week. We just couldn't do it, and nobody seemed to care. So after we did the first show in 86 and the last one in 2012, so 20-some years, we just gave it up. But North Carolina did the same thing.
They combined those little shows now, and they have it in Columbia, so it's kind of a good central location. And it'd never be big as it was. When you were running that thing, they filled up at convention center down there. It was nice.
We actually took all four parts one time and we scaled it back to three. But we had a lot of equipment vendors that year and needed the space, but it was a
lot of pretty plants.
Although we had people from all over the southeast then. Virginia, a bunch of them came down from Virginia. North Carolina show was always going to be a lot bigger than the South Carolina show because it represented more associations.
Oh, yeah.
And South Carolina, we were more the local, people that couldn't go to the beach.
Well, North Carolina's bigger than South Carolina, I mean, to be honest with you.
But it was like four or five associations put that one on together, where with us there were two. Mm-hmm. And then they changed it from the North Carolina Nursery Association to... what is South Carolina Green Industry or something now? I'm a member, but I don't pay much attention
to it anymore. Man, I don't know if you hadn't asked me. It's called SC Green.
Green Industry, I think. Yeah.
Yep. They're doing pretty good with it.
They seem to be. They finally got a director and all that made sense. Okay, Matthew, what we got now?
We got some Van Halen.
Is that what that is? I can't hear it good enough to tell. Anyway, we'll be right back to the Gardener's Bench. I've seen the toughest soul.
This is Debbie from Southern Salads. You know our salads. Now try our burgers. They're half pound and hand patted. For a twist, try our cheesy burger with spicy pimento cheese or our southern burger with slaw and chili. Southern Salads, your favorite place to meet and eat.
This is Steve Crump of Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping. Unsure what needs to be done in your yard? Looks like more work than you want to tackle? Give us a call at 329-1080. Rolling Hills, serving the York County area for over 40 years.
Museum Road, Rock Hill.
Not all swimming pools should be maintained the same way. This is Barrett Elder with Imperial Pools. We're your professional BioGuard authorized dealer, and we have a customized care plan for your pool. Bring in your water sample for expert analysis, and we'll help you keep your water clear and sparkling all season long. Stop by with questions and walk away with a customized BioGuard pool care program tailored to meet all your needs.
See us in Rock Hill and Lake Wylie.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
At QualFirst Mortgage, we are here to help you with the home of your dreams. Call today at 803-366-1166. First-time home buyer, credit not where you want. Call us today at 803-366-1166. That's QualFirst Mortgage of Rock Hill.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Did you know that in hot and humid summer months, you should fill your bird feeder only halfway? Humidity can often cause mold, and we don't want that in our outdoor friends' food. Stop by Wild Birds Unlimited today in Rock Hill and Indianland.
And we're back to the gardener's bench here. We just found out an important fact. We happened to see a poster in here. We're very observant men, and we saw the Summerfest ad.
It's over there.
And there's a 60-foot Ferris wheel is going to be down there.
It says, step right up and ride this 60-foot Ferris wheel.
But the unique thing about this Ferris wheel, it's the same Ferris wheel that was in Stranger Things.
Yeah, the same... screen used Ferris wheel there. I think it was season 3 they used it.
Really?
I watched some of that. I don't think I got in through season 2.
Oh, our girls are wild about it. They love it. We do too. Good show.
I don't know why I didn't continue. Maybe I'll have to. I want to see this Ferris wheel.
Huh.
Or maybe go to York today.
Yeah. We'll get Steve hooked up on Netflix. He can watch it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about that.
Put him on that Ferris wheel.
I used to love Ferris wheels, and
I saw that big one at Myrtle Beach. They had to rescue some people off of it the other day. But I remember Surfside had one. I used to go down there in the summer, and it would be always facing the ocean, which is kind of nice. You go around it, looking out over the ocean.
The one down at Myrtle, I thought we were going to have to get rescued off of one night.
Well, it's not open, is it?
It's closed. No, it's been gone. It's been gone long.
No, I'm talking about the new one. It's closed. Ain't like door.
Oh, well, I ain't been down there. It's been 10 years.
Well, they have a big old one on the right there off the kind of closer to the beach from where the other one was anyway. But right down there in the middle of everything, down there.
I'm gonna clarify my beach goings. You know. After working outside in 95-degree heat every day,
mm-hmm.
going down to the beach and sitting out in the sun in 95-degree heat is not my idea of a vacation.
This summer, we went to the beach, and I can't remember the last summer I went to the beach. I just don't do it. I mean, we usually go, like you said, in the fall, or I go down there for landscape shows, or Monroe Hardware has a show down there in February we go, but...
I want to find a place with air conditioning and an adult beverage.
Yeah.
In the time I win.
Yeah.
My idea of fun is not baking in 100-degree heat.
Wading through people on top of people.
When Rhonda and I first started dating, we used to come downtown to do all the first Monday or whatever it was.
Main Street Live. That stuff.
And we'd pull into Bank of America. We'd walk down one side, cross over the road at the stage, and come back the other side, get the car, and go to Thursday's.
Yeah.
We were seen. That's
you
all.
You felt like you had to make an appearance.
Had to make
you?
A public appearance.
I think I remember seeing you down there.
And that was it. I mean, because that was not my idea of fun, sitting down there melting.
The heat in the middle of all the asphalt and
exactly.
middle of the buildings. Yeah.
I'd already sweat 10 pounds out.
The concrete jungle of downtown Rock Hill.
But I didn't tell you, but the doctor was really a little worried about me yesterday because I've lost 20 pounds.
And, wow.
And down to 190. So he didn't like that. But before he was telling me I was obese, and now he doesn't like the fact that I lost weight. So I don't
obese.
Know, I don't know what to do.
Hey, we're about to we almost weigh the same now.
Yep.
About that. We'll balance out. I'll meet you at 185.
I can't go that low. I feel horrible if I get below 190. Really, 195 is my limit, because under that, I feel terrible. But anyway, I just feel terrible.
You got some eating to do then.
All the time right now. But anyway.
That's the end of summer weight anyway, too. I always used to lose a lot of weight in summer, so gain some back.
He's playing the music again. What's this one?
Bob Dylan.
Okay.
He's not going to be in York today, but the 60-foot Ferris wheel is. get out there and check it out, and we'll be right back with the Gardener's Bench.
This is Steve Crump of Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping. For over 40 years, we've been growing quality landscape plants climatized for the York County area. From perennials and ground covers to trees and shrubs, we grow the finest quality available.
Museum Road, Rock Hill.
This is Mike Elder. We're the pool care specialists at Imperial Pool and Spa in Lake Wylie and Rock Hill. We're your local BioGuard dealer, ready to assist you with a wealth of pool care knowledge, wide range of proven BioGuard products, and everything needed to establish the best system. Come see us.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road, or CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
This is Benny Etter of AirTech. Let us improve your home's air quality with filtration systems and UV products that kill viruses and help your family breathe better, healthier air.
No matter what the weather calls, AirTech Heating and Air.
327-7100.
Carolina Power Washing is the highest rated exterior cleaning company in York County. Carolina Power Washing services residential and commercial with free on-site consultations. If it's outside, we can clean it. Bring curb appeal back to your property with Carolina Power Washing. 230-3662.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Did you know that in hot and humid summer months, you should fill your bird feeder only halfway? Humidity can often cause mold, and we don't want that in our outdoor friends' food. Stop by Wild Birds Unlimited today in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Every day is a lovely day, and we're back to the Gardener's Bench.
Yeah. Beautiful Saturday morning again.
And Tommy and Pat are at the nursery. We open in here in a few minutes from 9 to 3 today. And I guess Mr. Rector's already got a crew
there.
My
compadres are already working their tail off. We had a truck get there before 7 this morning, so but we're open at 8 to 2 today. So come on out there.
What kind of truck came to
before? Sod had to get there. I had to get him to come by my store first, and he had to go to Charlotte. And I promised the guy about 7:30, so he came by and dropped a couple of things off and took off back up there. So, thank you to all my truck drivers. They work hard, man.
Every truck driver I know works hard.
Yeah, everyone on the road. Try to have patience with them. I know people can't stand to see them on the road, but that's how things get done. That's commerce.
If you say
in America.
So.
America.
If you say so.
Just be careful on 85. That's not fun over there.
But if you need some grass or some mulch in bulk, go see Mr. Rector. If you need some plants and trees, come see us. It's getting to that point that it's going to be that time of year for long.
We got Labor Day weekend next weekend.
That's right.
So that's you say Summerfest was the end of summer. Traditionally, Labor Day technically is, but we still got some hot weather. But
back in the old days, the Labor Day was kind of the start of fall.
Yeah.
Even though fall didn't hit to what, September 20th or something like that, we just kind of figured it would. But back then, when I was in school, and all school started after Labor
Day. Yeah, it used to start after Labor Day, which would make sense, but.
Then it got where it was starting after 1st of August, and then the state came in and changed it all up. So I'm not sure when it starts now. I know that everybody
started 2 weeks ago, I think.
Said everybody had to start the same day, so I lost a lot of my part-time help all of a sudden.
That's right. And a lot of those kids do work during the summer, help businesses, landscaping businesses, and nurseries.
It's kind of weird. We had good people this year, and I've had some years when I couldn't get anybody. So
I think me and you have done well. Everybody we talk to needs people, but I think I can't really get in that conversation. I got some good people, and very happy with them. They work hard. I mean, it's like a family.
We have good people. We just don't have enough of them.
Are there arguments? Yes, sometimes there are arguments, but when you hang together that long and the heat comes on and all that good stuff, it's hard to deal with things sometimes. But we got great customers. Most people usually come in there happy, and we send them out happier.
That's what we try to
do. That's what they do at U2, right, don't
they? That's what we try to do.
Looking forward to doing things.
But anyway, we're at 873 Museum Road, and you're Old York Road.
4372 Old York Road, or Selenese Bypass.
We're only about 2 miles apart.
Yep.
And we'll see you next week on the radio.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, AirTech Heating and Air, Carolina Power Washing, Imperial Pool and Spas, Southern Salad and Sandwich Company, Wild Birds Unlimited, Domer Dreamscapes, and by Qual First Mortgage. Be sure to join us again Saturday morning at 10 a.m. for The Gardener's Bench on WRHI.